Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harry Richman, Arthur Fields, and Benny Carter, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last month, on our 7th anniversary show, I played a record by the Little Chocolate Dandies. Well, for all you chocoholics out there, here's a whole set of chocolate, beginning with the Five Hot Chocolates. We'll be right back.
sinners, drop everything and let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing. Sing, you sinners, just wave your arms all about and let the Lord hear you shout for that music right out. And sing, you sinners, whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by the river sticks. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you're all misbehaved. If you wanna be saved, just sing, you sinners.
Duke Ellington, recording on the Hit of the Week label as the Harlem Hot Chocolates, and Sing You Sinners, composed by W. Frank Harling, with the lyrics sung there by Irving Mills, written by Sam Coslow. Sing You Sinners was one of two Hit of the Week sides Ellington recorded as the Harlem Hot Chocolates. The other was St. James Infirmary, issued the following week. Sing You Sinners was preceded by the Tennessee Chocolate Drops, a string trio featuring Howard Armstrong on violin, Roland Martin on guitar, and Carl Martin on bass fiddle, and Knox County Stomp. That was one of two field recordings of the group made by Vocalion at the St. James Hotel in Knoxville, Tennessee, on April 3, 1930. Before that, it was Zach White's Chocolate Bo Brummels and Good Feelin' Blues, recorded by the Star Piano Company of Richmond, Indiana, for their Jeanette label on December 19, 1929. You probably haven't heard of Zach White, but his band was well-known enough to be booked for the opening of the Alhambra Ballroom in New York on September 13, 1929, and had quite a few famous sidemen over the years, including trumpeter and arranger Melvin Cy Oliver, who would go on to join Jimmy Lunsford's band in 1933 and become famous in his own right. We began this chocolate set with the Five Hot Chocolates, a New York studio group directed by James C. Johnson, and Alabama Shuffle from 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Yesterday, August 11th, marked the birth in 1895 in Cincinnati, Ohio, of Harry Reichman. You may know him better as Harry Richman. At age 12, he and a friend formed a musical act called Remington and Reichman and appeared at the Casino Theater in Chicago. At 18, he changed his name from Reichman to Richman and played in San Francisco as a comedian, appeared in vaudeville, and accompanied the Dolly Sisters, Mae West, and Nora Bayes on piano. He made his debut on Broadway in 1922 with Nora Bayes in Queen of Hearts, which ran for just 39 performances. But he also was in George White's Scandals of 1926, where he introduced the songs Lucky Day and The Birth of the Blues. He also starred in the 1928 edition of The Scandals, in which he sang I'm on the Crest of a Wave. Next came Lou Leslie's International Revue in 1930, choreographed by Busby Berkeley, and featuring the songs Exactly Like You and On the Sunny Side of the Street. Richman co-wrote a number of songs, including Walkin' My Baby Back Home, There's Danger in Your Eyes, Cherie, Singing a Vagabond Song, and Miss Annabelle Lee. Throughout the 1930s, he also made appearances on radio and in nightclubs. His film credits include Puttin' on the Ritz in 1930, The Music Goes Round in 1936, and 1938's Kickin' the Moon Around. Amidst all that, he owned the Club Richman in New York, set the world altitude record for a single-engine amphibious plane, and created another record by flying a single-engine plane from New York to England and back again. He pretty much retired from show business in the 40s, but made occasional appearances into the 1960s. His autobiography is titled A Hell of a Life. Harry Richman died in Hollywood on November 3, 1972. Here is that flamboyant, debonair man about town, Harry Richman.
Mm-hmm. facing the world with a song and a smile. Old man Trouble, he keeps from my way. Happiness travels with me all the while. I'm not one of that great legion with their troubles and cares. And though I haven't much religion, here's my only prayer. Give me the road, the wide winding highways. Just let me know those unbeaten byways, and I'll travel along singing a vagabond song. Give me the flowers, that bird song at dawning. Just let me see that sunrise each morning, and I'll travel along singing a vagabond song. Happy you may be with your passions, and all the smug parts that you play. But you couldn't trade with me your foolery, your jewelry. I'm monarch of all I survey. Give me the stars that heaven above me. Just let me know that pal who will love me, and I'll travel along singing a vagabond song. Give me the road, the wide winding highways. Oh, let me know those unbeaten byways, and I'll travel along singing a vagabond song. Where are the flowers, the little bird song at dawning? Oh, let me see that sunrise each morning, and I'll travel along singing a vagabond song. Happy you may be with all your passions, and all the great parts that you might play. You couldn't trade with me your foolery and your jewelry. Look at me, I'm king of all I survey. Come on and give me the stars, God's heaven above me. Where is that pal, that one who will love me? And I'll travel along singing a vagabond song. I used to have a perfect sweetheart, not a real one, just a dream. But a wonderful vision of us as a team. Can you imagine how I feel now? Love is real now, it's ideal. Why, you're just what I wanted, and now it's nice to live. Paradise to live. I know why love waited. I know why I've been blue. I dreamed each night of someone exactly like you. I love the things you tell me. I love the things you say. Why, I could fight for someone exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand my foolish little scheme. I'm scheming dreams I'm dreaming. I don't want my freedom, I've changed my point of view. I bound my heart to someone exactly like you. I know why love waited, I know why I've been blue. I dreamed each night of someone exactly like you. I love the things you tell me. I love the things you say. Why, I could fight for someone exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand my foolish little scheme. I'm scheming dreams I'm dreaming. I don't want my freedom. I've changed my point of view. I've bound my heart to someone exactly like you.
Nighttime, daytime, I've always been blue. But my maytime has started with you. I will admit I've had some luck, but it has always been bad. Oh, what dumb luck I just had. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Now I'm in clover. I'm glad all over. I wanna shout hooray. I found a horse, you couldn't go wrong. And then, of course, you happened along. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day.
Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. And look at me. Now I'm in clover, 'cause I'm glad all over, and I wanna yell, hooray. And I found a little horseshoe, that's why I couldn't go wrong. And then you little devil, you came along. Ha ha, I'm lucky, I'll say I'm lucky, this is my lucky day.
Oh boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky, this is my lucky day. And now I'm in clover, I'm glad all over, I wanna yell, hey, hey! I found a horse, you couldn't go wrong. And then you happen along. Oh boy, I'm lucky, I'll swear I'm lucky.
Harry Richman, August 5th, 1926, and Lucky Day, written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson for George White's Scandals. Lucky Day was preceded by Exactly Like You, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh from Lou Leslie's International Review. That was recorded in March of 1930. We began our tribute to Harry Richman with a song Harry co-wrote with Val Burton and Sam Messenheimer, singing a vagabond song from Puttin' on the Ritz. Backing Harry was Earl Burtnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra on December 11th, 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, August 6th, marked the birth in 1888 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Abe Finkelstein. You hear him singing on this show quite often, but under the name Arthur Fields. He grew up in New York and was a professional singer by age 11, singing at Wacky's Motion Picture House at Coney Island. At 17, he was touring with the Guy Brothers Minstrel Show, and a couple of years later, with Eddie Weston and Harry Carroll, formed a vaudeville act called Weston, Fields, and Carroll. With others, Harry Carroll wrote The Trail of the Lonesome Pine, By the Beautiful Sea, and I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, but he and Fields wrote the music for On the Mississippi in 1912. In 1914, Fields wrote the lyrics to Walter Donovan's Abba Dabba Honeymoon, which was made popular by Collins and Harlan, and was revived in 1950 in the MGM picture 2 Weeks with Love. In the 20s, he sang vocal refrains on many dance band records for a variety of labels, both as a soloist and with others, such as Irving Kaufman and Fred Hall. Fields moved to Florida in 1946, where he hosted the Arthur Fields program on WKAT Miami. He suffered a stroke and died in a fire at Littlefield Convalescent Home 11 days later, on March 29, 1953. Here's Arthur Fields.
All is peaceful and calm. The boys will soon be back on the farm. Mr. Reuben started winking and slowly rubbed his chin. He pulled his chair up close to Mother and he answered with a grin. How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep 'em away from Broadway, jazzin' around and painting the town? How you gonna keep 'em away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or plow. And who the deuce can polyvoo a cow? How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Harry? Reuben, Reuben, you're mistaken, said his wifey dear. Once a farmer, always a jay, and farmers always stick to the hay. Mother Reuben, I'm not faking, though you may think it's strange. But wine and women play the mischief with a boy who's loose with change. How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep 'em away from Broadway, jazzin' around and painting the town? How you gonna keep 'em away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or plow, and who the deuce can polyvoo a cow? How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep 'em away from Broadway, jazzin' around and painting the town? How you gonna keep 'em away from harm? That's a mystery. Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss his cheek and holler, ooh la la. How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Harry?
Thank you. you're pretending. If you were, you weren't playing fair. Did you mean it when you said we'll marry? Tell me truthfully, were you sincere? When I stood before you and you whispered I adore you, tell me, did you really mean it, dear?
A nice record. Sam Lennon's Dance Orchestra with Arthur Fields providing the vocal refrain on Hello Cutie, written by Cliff Friend. That's from a Domino 78 recorded around March 11, 1927. Before that, we heard Arthur Fields with Joe Green and his novelty orchestra from an Edison Diamond disc and Did You Mean It, written by Phil Baker, Sid Silvers, and Abe Lyman. We began our tribute to Arthur Fields with his rendition of a song that was recorded by lots and lots of people right after World War I, How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm After They've Seen Paris. That was written by Joe Young and Sam M. Lewis with the music by Walter Donaldson. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, August 8th, marked the birth in 1907 in New York City of multi-instrumentalist, bandleader, arranger, and composer Benny Carter. He received his first music lessons on piano from his mother, but was also interested in the trumpet and saxophone, on which he was largely self-taught. By age 15, he was working with groups in Harlem and Pittsburgh. In 1925, he enrolled in Wilberforce College in Ohio to study theology, but joined Horace Henderson's campus band, the Wilberforce Collegians, and the rest is history. Over the next few years, he worked with the bands of Billy Fowler, James P. Johnson, Duke Ellington, and Fletcher Henderson, and in 1928 made his recording debut with Charlie Johnson's orchestra, which was based at Small's Paradise in Harlem. He became musical director of McKinney's Cotton Pickers in 1931, and the following year formed his own group, the Chocolate Dandies. The Chocolate Dandies disbanded in 1934, and Carter began arranging for Benny Goodman. In 1935, Carter went to Paris to play with Willie Lewis's orchestra, and in 1936 became arranger for Henry Hall's BBC Dance Orchestra. He returned to the U.S. in 1938 and led a band at Harlem's Savoy Ballroom before moving to Los Angeles to arrange and compose for movies and television. He was very active right up until his death on July 12, 2003. Here's Benny Carter. Thank you. Benny Carter and his Club Harlem Orchestra, October 16th, 1933, and one of Benny's own compositions, Symphony and Riffs. That was preceded by two recordings made in England. The first, Benny Carter and his Orchestra, and an alternate take of If I Could Only Read Your Mind from June of 1936, and Benny Carter and his Swing Quintet with Royal Garden Blues from October 19th, 1936.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. So here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the Six Jumping Jacks, with quite a different musical style from our last set.
Hey, can I have this dance?
I'm gonna dance with a guy what wrong me. To dance, she threw a glance that stung me. She parked her gum and then she said, I'm gonna dance with the guy what brung me. You got a nerve to speak to me. You don't look like no cheek to me. I like to know who sent for you, and what's more, you're no gentleman. I'm very strict with etiquette. Some things I won't allow, boy. Know all my P's and Q's, I'll bet you're just a drugstore cowboy. So take your hand right off my arm. To me, you're just a false alarm. Go take the air, say, can't you see? I'm gonna dance with the guy what brung me.
Thank you.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Harry Reeser's Six Jumping Jacks, and I'm Gonna Dance with the Guy What Brung Me. That Harry Archer and Walter O'Keefe collaboration was recorded exactly 80 years ago this very day, and the vocalist was drummer Tom Stax. Next, it was Ben Selvin and his orchestra and Breezin' Along, recorded by Vocalion exactly 82 years ago this very day. A couple of weeks later, Selvin recorded Breezin' Along for Columbia as the Knickerbockers. That record is sonically superior, but has a different, more of a novelty arrangement, and the Vocalion is the hotter of the two. Breezin' Along was composed by Bobby O'Brien with the lyric by Bud Green. We finished up with the Tennessee Tudors and one of the best-known songs of the 20s, the original Charleston, written by Harlem Stride pianist James P. Johnson. The music on that August 12, 1925 recording was played by Rube Bloom. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.